and gentlemen, this is Friday. We're back for another live service together here. So welcome, all of you. Welcome to see you. Thank God. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and that all went well for you. And you had enough food to eat. No shortage there, eh? Amen. All right. Well, good to have you. And Lord bless you. We got some powerful words for you tonight, and hopefully it'll really speak to you. And God will do something in your life. Amen. That's what we want. We'll see the Lord do some work in each of us. Amen. All right. We're going to open up with a bit of news here this evening, and then we'll get moving into prayer and the Word of God. All right, Republicans Republican wins the mayor seat in Charleston, South Carolina, for the first time since 1877. Now that's a long time to be all Democrat, isn't it? And he won Tuesday. William Cogswell used to be a state Republican representative. But, he said he is humbled by the results and I'm looking forward to serving. All right. Well, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith is partnering with Elon Musk Starlink to bypass Canada's federal internet censorship laws. She said, "I will protect the rights of every Albertan to express their opinion, left, right, and everything in between without fear of Ottawa censorship." Yeah, without the dictator Trudeau's censorship team, yeah, whatever. So, anyway, yeah, good for her. Yeah, standing up and standing for freedom of speech. Populist anti-socialist Janir Milei is elected president of Argentina. He says, if you give an inch, they will use it to destroy you. You can't negotiate with leftists. He said they will protect their own, even if they're wife beaters or child molesters or whatever. He's standing up for, conservatism, for what's right and not what's perverted. Now they have an AI Jesus and an AI Satan, and it offers users the opportunity to chat with AI-generated Jesus Christ and AI Satan. Of course, we know it's not Jesus Christ. We know it's not, well, it probably is the devil and it probably is demon, but don't see Jesus in that. But anyway, that's what they supposedly have now. And you can talk to Satan for a price, and Jesus is supposedly free right now. But the Pentagon just failed its sixth straight in a row audit for trillions of dollars missing. Well, where is all that money disappearing to anyway? Where is that going? I don't know, but somebody knows, that's for sure. But it's disappearing. So who's getting that money? JFK doctors who were actually in the emergency room when President John F. Kennedy got brought in, they dispute the government claim of a lone shooter, Oswald, and said multiple shooters. Yes, I believe that we already know that, but nice that they're standing up and saying that's just not true, what the standard rhetoric about that. New York appellate court reinstates Governor Kathy Hochul's, dictator Hochul's, right, quarantine rule in instituting a dictatorship in the state of New York. That's right. They reinstitute her quarantine rule, instituting a dictatorship in the state of New York. Wow. Not a state to really live in, I don't think. Louisiana Baptist pastor of at the Louisiana Baptist Convention opposes anti-abortion resolution because he says women have hormones who make them go have abortions. He said that they have abortions because of hormonal changes. So all women, he said, in the first trimester are under tremendous hormonal changes, and that's what causes a lot of them to go get abortions. So he wants to keep the abortions available and legal. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that Baptist pastor, if he is a pastor at all, really. But anyway, anything to support the abortion devil so I don't keep those little babies being sacrificed to the devil. That's certainly what that's all about. And so it's amazing how many people will support abortion and keep supporting abortions in spite of what they claim, to be a Christian or not, whatever. Carlton Pearson is dead at 70 after a long battle with cancer. And, of course, he is a universalist. He used to be a Pentecostal Christian, a spirit-filled Christian, but he got off and went into heresy and even believe everybody gets saved. That's what he began to teach, and he had a lot of followers. A lot of people believed him, and unfortunately led a lot of people astray. But he has now gone to his eternal reward, which is not much of a reward, if you ask me. I wouldn't want to be in his shoes, right? Yeah. And lastly, Baptist pastor John Walterson apologizes for allowing male speakers with having a bit of long hair to speak at the Hiles Anderson College in Indiana, of whom he is the president of, and he was criticized by church members for allowing a local creationist born-again Christian to speak because he had hair longer than they considered right. And he quoted scripture from the NIV, the non-inspired version, of course. That's what I call it. But still, really, you let the Christian not speak because his hair is a little longer than the religious people think it ought to be? I can't say I agree with that one. But sure, I don't agree with the NIV, but I wouldn't use one. But, you know, Christian could be very mean, you know? And so they mistreat each other. They criticize each other. You know, they're the only ones who shoot their own wounded, right? And you don't want to be one of them, one of the wounded, because, man, they're out to get you half the time. They criticize you. They talk bad about you. And I tell you, you've never been wounded. You've been wounded by a fellow Christian. And some of them will wound you big time bad, right? You know what I'm talking about. Some of you, you've been wounded by them. All right. Anyway, that's the news tonight. And that's all I'm going to share for news. So let's go ahead and pray. Then we're going to get into the Word of God and see what the Lord will say to us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for this blessed day, another opportunity to share your word, Lord, and to be together in fellowship here as a gathering on the airwaves here. Father, we thank you for that, and we thank you, Lord, for every listener tonight. Thank you for spiritual breakthroughs for people. Thank you for, Lord, the glorious liberty of the sons of God that we can partake of, and hallelujah, and just go deeper and further with you, Father, knowing that your word is true and that it liberates us as we believe and embrace it. And I thank you for, Lord, the anointing to share tonight and speak under that anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the enemy will not prevail. Thank you, Lord, that we have the authority over him. If we'll use it, Lord, and I know that I'm using it. I hope others are using it too, Father. And we praise you, Lord, for giving us authority over all the power of the evil one, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Lord, that you have called us with a holy calling, and we are fulfilling our calling, whatever that may be, whether it be to be a dentist or a kitchen person or a cook or a pilot or a preacher or whatever, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we will fulfill all that you have us to do in this life, Father. And I thank you for giving us the grace to do that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Lord, that you have your way this evening, Lord. And, Lord, there will be a releasing of the Spirit of God, a releasing of the anointing of God. And we worship you. Thank you for it today. And thank you, Lord, that every day of our life, not just on Thanksgiving, we give thanks, we give praise, we give worship to you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. All right, let's get into this, folks. Appreciate y'all being here today on the day after Thanksgiving, where many people are still busy with visits and things, but glad you took the time to be here and share in God's word and what he has for us tonight. You know, I tell you, things are changing so rapidly in the world that we live in. And if you look at things over the last 10 years, look, they've really changed a lot. But if you go even 20 years, my, it's not even the same at all. I mean, we're seeing people that appear, you know, I know that people have been in bondage since Adam and Eve. But it seems that they're in so much bondage today, people, and evil spirits. Seems like they have so many spirits in their lives and torments and troubles and difficulties. And it seems like it's happening more than ever in our lifetime. Anyway, at least in our lifetime. But even though there's been people in bondage ever since the devil, you know, came in and succeeded with Adam and Eve. But, you know, Jesus is coming soon. And we're living truly in the last of the last days. Amen. And I want to start out by reading in Ephesians chapter 2. If you have your Bible, you can look them up, or you can just listen to me read them, whichever you prefer. But I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll read verses 1 and 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So listen, he's showing us some things here. He made you alive when you were born again. We were dead in trespasses and sin. But however, I want you to look at what the word says about all that are not born again. Look what it says there in verse 2. It said, the whole world who is not saved, they walk or live according to the prince of the power of the air. And notice it also says, the spirit that now worketh in everyone who is not saved. You know, that's a pretty enlightening statement. You know, I don't care how good they are eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they're still eating from the wrong tree, and that good is never going to get them to Jesus. And they're still living with the spirit of the prince of the power of the air in them. Okay? Very clearly says so. The spirit that now worketh in everyone who is not saved. He's in them, working in them. Everyone who has not, you know, obeyed the command that Jesus gave at Nicodemus. You know what he told Nicodemus? He said, you must be born again, right? You must be born again. So even if you're married to one who is not born again, that person has spirits working in them right now, okay? We just read it. The Bible says in another place, the whole world lieth in wickedness. That's right. They lie, the whole world lies in wickedness. And so they fulfill the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Look at verse 3 here, chapter 2. It says, among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So here we see the condition that we used to be in, okay? And we were children of wrath. I mean, we were by nature the children of wrath, you know, and now we're not appointed to God's wrath. But that has nothing to do with the pre-trib rapture, that statement. It just says that we are not appointed unto the wrath of God. We're appointed to his grace. We're appointed to his reward. We're appointed unto eternity with him. And we're not appointed to hell and damnation and the outpouring of the wrath of God. We have the seal of God in us. When they go through the wrath of God, we have the seal of God, and it can't even touch us, tribulation. Okay? But it says the whole world, they walk or live according to the prince of the power of the air. Remember that. And so that one you may be sleeping with at night, if they're not born again, that spirit of the world is working in them. Okay? And so if we're not of this world, you know what? We should not live as they do. Okay? Ruled by the spirit of the prince of the power of the air. You know, we're going to have to get ourselves out of agreement with this spirit of darkness, folks. And yet we see this not taking place in a whole lot of believers today. They're still joining themselves to this spirit that they used to live totally under, body, soul, and spirit in the past. And so why, when we were dead in our sins in the past, why would we live dead in our sins now? Something's wrong there with that picture. Let's look here at verse 5. It says here, even when we were dead in sin, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. See, he made us alive. That word quickened means he made you alive with Christ. And now we've been joined to the Lord. Even though our flesh has no good thing, it still has spirit dwelling in us that we need deliverance from, you know, and our mind. But you know what? Our spirit is born again, and we're not ruled by the spirit of the prince of the power of the air any longer, okay, in our spirit. So we have a position that is different now. And so Jesus has quickened us. He has made us alive. And yet some Christians still live like they're dead, still in their sins, ruled by the devils that are still attached to them. Now, this not need to be the case. This need not be the case, folks. Why? Because verse 13, we've been, you know, bought close by the blood of Jesus. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, were made nigh by the blood of Christ. This is our present condition. We've been made nigh by the blood of Jesus. Okay? We need to recognize our current position. We're bought close by the blood. And if you want to live that way, and why wouldn't a believer want that? You know, a lot of Christians just don't want to live that way because they still love their sins and they seem to be still in bondage to their spirits, so much so that perhaps they've been attached to them for so long that they wouldn't want to live life without those spirits. Because they're so attached and they feel like they can't live without these spirits that they're attached to, that are attached to them. So why do believers continue to manifest the spirit that was in them before they were born again? Why do they do that? Why do they do that? Because they have not renewed their mind and taken advantage of a new creation, truths and realities that were given them at the new birth, such as the children's bread deliverance was given. And so much more. Look at Ephesians 4:22 here. It said that you put off concerning the former conversation. What does that mean? The manner of life. The old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. You need to put it off. That you put off. Cast it out. Get rid of it. Cast it off. The former behaviors, the former manner of life, the conversation, which means manner of life. And yet how many Christians today are continuing in former behaviors? You know, they get saved, but you can't tell any difference. So are they really saved? You know, if your person is saved, you need to be able to tell a difference, okay? That word conversation means behavior, way of living, lifestyle, and yet it is corrupt. Why do believers hold on to that which is corrupt is my question for you tonight. Well, I'll give you some reasons. In my opinion, it's number one, because they have devils who have not been removed. Number two, because they're not being renewed in the spirit of their mind. Look at verse 23 here. It says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See, there's a spirit of your mind, not the spirit of your spirit, but there's a spirit of your mind, see, and you've not been renewed in the spirit of your mind. What renews you in the spirit of your mind? The word of God renews the spirit of the mind. And how many Christians are ignoring the word of God? How many Christians don't have real love affair with the word of God today? How many Christians are neglecting spending time in the Word of God when really that is their life source and they ought to be clinging to God's Word in their day-by-day lives? Okay, so number two is because they are not being renewed in the spirit of their mind, because they are not putting on and putting off. What does the Bible tell us to put on? Put on the new man, the new creation, created after God, and put off the old man, right? So that's what's going on with a lot of people today. They're not putting on and putting off. They're not putting on the new man, and they're not putting off the old man. And they're created after God in God's image, okay? And we still live in thou which was created after the flesh. And Paul said, what did he say about the flesh? You know what he said, my flesh dwelleth no good thing, liveth no good thing. Many Christians need to grow up into Christ. As the word says, you know, you can get deliverance all day, and a lot of people do get a lot of deliverance, but if you get all this deliverance, if you don't get out of agreement and hate the former manner of life, the former behavior, the conversation, the spirit of the world, and those spirits that were in you, and the behavior that they caused, and that you got an agreement with. If you don't get out of agreement, it does you no good to get deliverance all day long. You can't or won't maintain it. How many know that a lot of Christians, they get a lot of deliverance, but they don't maintain their deliverance? And that doesn't mean they couldn't. Doesn't mean it's not available to them. It just means that they don't maintain it for the reasons of which I'm speaking to you about. Okay? Number four is you have not put things away. You have not rejected them. You have not disallowed them. That's verse 25 here. Let's read that. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. So see, a lot of Christians have not put away things. Have you ever been lied to by Christians? I've been lied to by Christians. I've known Christians that have lying spirits. They haven't put away lying spirits. They haven't put away lying. And so they're in agreement with things that they haven't put away. How about that lust? You have not put away that lust. You have not put away that anger. You have not put away the lying spirit. You have not put away that greed, that jealousy. Oh, too many still hold on to the old demonic friends from pre-born-again days. They must be cast out, put away. Okay? So begin to put things away, folks. Number five, people keep giving place to spirits when God tells us to give them no place. 27 here. What does it say? Neither give place to the devil. Why do people keep giving place to the devil when God told them not to? Okay, he said, don't do that. We can't just continue as we were before we were born again. New creation means change, folks. There must be real change. Some so-called Christians have no change. So you got to say, are they really born again? You know, we could tell a lot about someone by the choices a person is making. And I'm telling you, there are choices, choices, choices every day. There's decisions, decisions, decisions every day. Are the ones you make spiritual or carnal? What kind of choices have you been making? What kind of decisions have you been making? Are they from spirits that remain within you, or are they from the Holy Spirit? You know, many times every day we make, perhaps to us, little decisions and choices that feed either the carnal or they feed the spiritual aspect of our being. The accumulation of these choices and decisions, they result in the becoming either spiritual or carnal. And a lot of Christians have been accumulating things that are making them carnal, right? They've been making choices and decisions that cause them to walk as a carnal Christian instead of a spiritual man or woman of God. And so, you know, our decisions and choices, they prove whether we are given over to God or self or the world or the Holy Spirit. So, you know, we can learn a lot about people just by looking at the choices and decisions they're making every day. Look at Romans chapter 8. Let's read another couple verses here. Romans 8, 5, 6, and 7. It says here, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. It can't even be. It's impossible for the carnal mind to be subject to the law of God. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ is impossible, according to this word right here in the Scripture. And so you at some point need to ask yourself, have the choices and decisions of your mind made you at enmity with the Holy Spirit within your spirit? Is your spirit and mind in unity, or is your mind pulling you deeper into this old world system and into the worldliness? Or are you letting the Holy Spirit in your spirit draw you closer to Jesus and his word and his realm, his world, his realm, the spiritual world? I'm telling you, folks, there's a subtle war going on. There's a subtle war going on in the place where decisions and choices are made in people. And so many times we're unaware of it. As we choose the path of so often of least resistance. Is that God's path? I don't think it's always God's path, that's for sure. But people do that, okay? And the thought comes, like, for example, the thought comes, man, I should study the word. But another thought comes, I need to call so-and-so. Or I need to watch my favorite, you know, TV shows coming on. Or I need to go to the store and get something. I mean, we really usually don't pick study the Bible. And somehow, you know, that one was made cloudy or less desirable. Kind of, you know, some got in the way of us pursuing the word and getting into the word. How can you have anything to give to anybody if you don't get in the word of God? Listen, I'm in the word every day. If I weren't in the Word every day, how could I give you anything? How could I give anybody anything? How could I be successful in anything if I didn't get in the Word? I tell you, the Word of God is life to those who find it and health to all their flesh, too, the Bible says in Proverbs. Let's go to Psalm 32 here, verse 8. It says here, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. See, God wants to lead you. He does. He really does. And yet sometimes wrong decisions and choices and ways of thinking are so entrenched in believers that we don't hear and see God's leading clearly through the fog of accumulation of choices and habits of wrong choices and decisions. And usually these habits and choices and decisions have been influenced by, of course, evil spirits or curses. And that's why those things, you know, have been decided and chosen. Making the right choice of decision, it might not be an easy thing for a lot of people, you know. And no matter who or where we are, we're going to have to make decisions, though. We're going to have to make choices. Each one of us has to do that every day. And so isn't it time that we make them based on the grace of God, the wisdom of God, the anointing that is in our spirit, the Holy Spirit? You know, there's that ever-present temptation to compromise and go along with the world, go along with the crowd, or go on the easy path, the path of least resistance. Yeah, it's ever there. I mean, we got to recognize that. We got to be stronger than that. Yeah. Even, you know, alone, you know, there is an ungodly pressure to face, okay? Not just at work, not just in relationship, but even when you're alone, there's an ungodly pressure to face when you're making these choices and decisions. And you know what? God is calling us today to make ourselves ready. How many believe God is calling you to make yourself ready? He is. Let's look at it. Revelation 19:7. He's calling us to make ourselves ready. He's calling us to be a people unto himself, but also ready for his return. It says here in 19:7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. See? You know, part of making ourselves ready is by always choosing Jesus and his way. His way is above the world's way. We choose his way above the way of the world, the way of the people around us. Even though it may not be popular, it may not make you, you know, get the honor star at work, but hey, I'd rather have the honor star from God rather than from the world, okay? And see, the more decisions we make for the Lord, the easier it becomes to make these righteous decisions and choices, folks. The more we make right choices, the more detached we become from all that is carnal, all that is fleshly, all that is of the unholy trinity, the world, the flesh, and the devil, or that is a temptation to us and has been a ruling part of our lives in the past, perhaps. Yet in the beginning, it'll be difficult, yeah? Be difficult, but as we progress, it's going to become easier. Yeah. As we make right choices more and more, we make right decisions more and more, it'll become easier if we continue down that road. But there'll still be resistance always until Jesus comes. Because, you know, it just goes against what the devil wants for your life and his plan for you. But we got to go with the Lord's plan, right? Amen. 1 Corinthians 3:1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and have not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as mere men? Well, wouldn't you say that's the condition of a lot of people in the church today? They're walking as carnal Christians. They can't really get they can't really be fed by the Spirit of God, the meat that God would have them to have, because they can't handle it. They're so carnal. They're walking around in strife and division. They're divided in their own house. I'm talking about their spiritual house. They're divided, their body, soul, and spirit are divided. The spirit, you know, is willing, but the flesh is divided. It doesn't want to go the way of the spirit. There's such resistance to the way of the Spirit, even in the Christian's life today. They don't want to go that way. They don't want to walk that way. See, God wants to speak to us spiritually today. He wants to talk to us. But many, he can't because of their carnal, their carnality, which is at enmity with God, and they live out of the carnal instead of the spiritual. And they can't hear him because they're not spiritual. Then God's word is spiritual. Got to understand that. God's word is spiritual. See, it says in verse 14 of 1 Corinthians 2, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Yes, we've been born again. We've become spirit. But see, lots of believers don't hear spiritually. That's why the Bible says, he that has ears to hear, he that has spiritual ears, listen to me. God is saying, listen to me, he that has spiritual ears. But they have carnal minds. They're living out of their carnal minds. They have not a spiritual ear. Even they have one available, but they're not walking in it. They're not listening through it. See? Because Paul had a problem with the early church. He told them, you're yet carnal. You can't handle these spiritual things. You can't hear these things. Because you're walking in that carnal nature. You're walking in the flesh. You're walking subject to those spirits that are attached to your mind, will, and emotions and your flesh. Well, we don't have to be that way. We must, by right decisions and choices, remove the enemy of spirituality, which is carnality. See, right decisions are going to bring you into increasing fellowship and an intimacy with God, and this is what we need at the hour that we live in. If we are not intimate and close to Jesus, then what do we have right now? You know, what's the point of being a Christian if you're not going to press in and be in his presence? The Bible says in his presence is fullness of joy, at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. So why are we not pressing in? Because the Bible says we're seated at the right hand, seated in heavenly places, and in one place that was at the right hand of Jesus, who is at the right hand of the Father. So what's going on here? We need that closeness today. See, a spiritually correct decision and choices outweigh negative ones. What happens? We become that end-time overcomer that we're supposed to be, to the extent that we rise above carnal, soulish desires and the rule of the flesh, the rule of those carnal, soulish desires of the soul. And we're lifted into a place of union with Jesus and recognize we are seated in the heavenly places with him where the carnal, you know, can't sit and won't sit because he doesn't choose to sit there. He doesn't want to sit there because he's carnal and he can't sit there. Not allowed to sit there. Okay? Because it's an enmity with God. It's an enmity with those heavenly places, see? Oh, yeah, we all step over into the flesh sometimes. But see, we need to be less and less dominated by the flesh, less and less dominated by the carnal mind, and more the spiritual being that we were newly created to be as a new creature in Christ. Revelation 3:21, it says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. See, God wants us to sit with him in his throne. We're seated together with him in heavenly places. I mean, this is now spiritually and then later physically, or in our new body, that is, not flesh, because flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God, but our new body that we get when our bodies are transformed at the last trumpet. When the Lord comes back. You know, there are many today, even in the church, following after Christ, but you know what? They have no ears with which to hear him. They say they're followers of Jesus, right? But what's going on here? They have no ears to hear him. They're not hearing him correct, and you get all kinds of stuff out of these people, and you wonder, where in the world are they getting this stuff? If you're a spiritual person, you could discern, you could see through that. You could see that's not coming from the Lord. You could see that wasn't the Spirit of God, and yet they're saying it's God. Why is that? John 6:2. Let's go over to John 6:2. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Notice that. They follow him because they saw the miracle. You know, the loaves and the fishes, remember that? But there's not a much of a commitment only to get more miracles, to get more loaves and fishes, more blessings. If we're following him for that reason, then we're following him very carnally. You know, we're not walking as a spiritual man or woman of God. They're observers. When Jesus offered them more, what happened? Many rejected him and quit following after him. He said, if you don't eat my blood, my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. And they just said, no, we don't want no part of that. We just want the loaves and fishes. We want the blessing. We want the miracles. We want the healing. We want all this stuff. And, of course, we get those things. God gives us those things, but we are not to seek those things first. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be added unto us. Yeah, they're there for us, but that's not the primary seeking thing. You know, that's not what we should primarily seek after. And then there are those who have chosen right and made the correct decision. Thank God for those of us who choose right and make the right decision, Matthew 13:11. So this is the time for making right choices, folks. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For to whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. And we have. And we're going to be given more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they're the ones who truly love him and desire him and yield to him. So he's going to reveal the mysteries of the Spirit. You know, I like to get the mysteries of the Spirit. How about you? I do. I seek to receive those mysteries in the Spirit. For those things that the flesh, you know, it doesn't get it. Only that which is spiritual gets it. And we are spiritual beings now because we've been born again, have the ability to walk now as a spiritual being so that we can, you know, commune with the Lord and worship him. Because those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth, not in the flesh, not in the carnal nature, but in spirit and in truth. And they who choose right love him, desire him, yield to him, submit to him. You know, so how do we do these things? How do we be these things? Well, number one, we make a determination that we to unreservedly yield ourselves to Jesus and his conditioning process, his changing process. Number two, we search our desires and motives and then yield and give every wrong one to Jesus. You know, give the wrong ones up and die to them. Paul said, I die daily. There's a lot of things we need to die to every day because there's so much dominant stuff that rises up in our lives, so many demons that are still attached there that try to rise up and take the lead in our lives and have the dominance in our lives. And number three, we place all that we are or ever hope to be at the Lord's feet, giving it to him and giving him full control over our lives and the direction it will take. Your way, Lord, not my way. Your will, Lord, not my will. Right? And number four, you give him specific permission to change you and then cooperate with him as he does it. So some people go kicking and screaming the whole way. They don't cooperate with the Lord. And the Lord, many times, they just let them, give them over to their own way because they really don't want to change. They really don't want to get rid of their demons. They really want to hold on to things the way they have been. They like the status quo. But God has more for you than that. He has more for all of us than that, folks. But we have to be willing. He said, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of his land, right? The good of the land, the good of God's land of milk and honey, the land of the promises. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Amen. You'll eat the children's bread. You'll partake of the children, but you'll get rid of that stuff that is tormenting you and holding you back, holding you down, and beating you down. Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Are you letting him will and do of his good pleasure? He's working in you if you let him. And number five, make a choice to obey him. I tell you, obedience is better than sacrifice, the word says. So why are we not obeying? Why do we rebel so easily, so quickly? And number six, separate yourself from the things that could pull you down and hinder your spiritual walk. Hey, if it's a television, you know, turn it off. If it's a person, then cut it off, right? Cut him off or her off. I mean, if it's a habit, then break it in Jesus' name. And yeah, there's a cost, folks. I mean, there is a cost to walk this way in these last days. And it may take time to reach beyond the loaves and fishes mentality and the miracle and the healing mentality. But, you know, persist and you will enjoy the heavenly. You know, you will enjoy, you know, spiritual places in Christ Jesus. And yeah, you still have the miracle. You still have the healing. You also have the loaves and the fishes, but you're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and the things that really are eternal and last forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yeah, there are those who are satisfied with just being saved. But hey, there's so much more than just being saved and getting in, you know, by the skin of the teeth, so to speak. You know, but for those who hunger for him, for deeper level of spirituality and spiritual reality, there is so much more right now. See, these will be the overcomers. So I got to say, who will you be? Who do you want to be? Who do you choose to be? Who are you making the decision to be? To just get through, escape hell, Christian? You know, I'm taking a fire escape, man. I'm going to miss hell and make heaven. Or are you one who has, you know, made himself ready for the Lord to come? You know, what's he going to be? You know, think about those things in life. Because what are we really here for? First of all, we're here to make a choice. Will you serve God? Will you serve the devil? Will you be a Christian or will you be a lost person that chooses Satan by default? Will you make the right choices and decisions today? Will you lay down the wrong ones on the altar and at his feet and say, I give you this stuff, Lord. I don't want it. I don't want to be a partaker of this stuff any longer. This has been a hindrance to me. These habits are a hindrance to me. These ways of thinking are a hindrance to me. See? These ways of thinking have been a bondage to me instead of a help to me. See? Are you going to believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living like David said in Psalms? There are so many that think that the battle too hard for them, too big for them. You know, I just don't think I can ever get to where I need to be with God. I just don't think I'll ever win these battles. There's just so much against me. It seems so many things have gone wrong. So many things have gone not the way I'd hoped they would have. So many things are not working out right. So, you know, this seems too big a battle, you know. It's not, though, but the devils have told people that it is, and a lot of people have believed that. But listen, there's always a battle for possession of that which is given. There's always going to be a battle for possession of that which has been given. But there's always resistance to walking in the things that have been given by God. See? But folks, I'm going to tell you something. It's time to fight for that which God has given you and me. Okay? It's time to fight for what is rightfully yours, saints. Why do you feel so defeated and helpless sometimes? Hell, why do you feel so alone sometimes? You think Jesus has abandoned you? Has he left you all to yourself? Is he just, I don't have time for them anymore. They're just a hopeless case. You think he's done that and you know, that's what the devil would have you think a lot of times. You say, well, God, he's not there for you in your time of war, in your time of battle, in your time of difficulty. Where to go? Oh, he's left his church to go fend, you know, to just let the church fend for itself. Huh? Really? Are you afraid of the devil? Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know what? He hasn't gone anywhere. That's a lie from the pits of hell. When you get told that, you think God has forsaken you. You're such a bad case. You're such a difficult case. You're such a mousy. You're never going to succeed at anything. You're never going to make it out of this one. You're not going to get out of this mess that you've got yourself into. No. God is the God of the second chance, the third chance, the fourth chance, the fifth chance. And he keeps on, you know, every time you blow it, he gives you another opportunity to not blow it. Okay? That's right. He hadn't gone anywhere. You have, see? You go over into fear. You go over into the devil's trap. Right? You're the one that stepped out of the presence of God. You're the one that stepped away from him. No, he hasn't gone anywhere. I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you, he said. You mean when I'm driving 90 down the interstate, he doesn't leave me? That's what the Bible says. Well, you could grieve the Holy Spirit, but it doesn't say the Holy Spirit's leaving. Rebuke those devils. Get up and possess the promises of God. Get up and possess the land, the promised land. See, the devil should be afraid of you, not you afraid of the devils all the time. Don't let demons squash you under their feet. You squash them under your feet. Yeah. Listen, a lot of people have a lot of defeat because they dabbled in the occult when they were not born again yet. Some of them dabbled in the occult even after being born again. That's right. But really, a lot of people don't know the things that are actually causing them problems, that are causing them problems that they're suffering today in their body physically and in their mind mentally. They don't know what's really going on, why they're not able to read the Bible, or they're not able to concentrate on the Word of God. Hey, if you ever played with the Ouija board, if you ever had your horoscope read, or you read horoscope or did astrology, if you ever practiced the New Age, and transcendental meditation and seances and, you know, out-of-body experience and astral projection, you're cursed. And until you repent for that, those practices, even if you did it way back there before you ever got born again, you have to repent for that. Okay? Those spirits are still there. They didn't leave just because you got born again. Okay? You need to repent for all participation in the occult and the paranormal, okay? And in order to get those spirits out, otherwise you will suffer mentally and physically your whole lifetime. And a lot of Christians are, because they dabbled in the occult. They dabbled in the dark arts. They dabbled with Satanism and witchcraft before, and maybe they didn't know it was Satanism and witchcraft. They didn't know it was the occult, but still they dabbled in the occult in one form or another. Maybe they were hypnotized. Maybe they were, they went and had their fortune read, you know, or maybe they went to a root worker and had their palms read, or maybe they, you know, liked to read fortune cookies and were always reading their fortune cookies when they went to Chinese restaurants. That's dabbling in the occult. That can curse you. And you're cursed with a curse when you participate in that in any shape, way, or form. What did you do before you were a Christian? You may be laboring under the curse of the occult to this day and wondering why things are not working out for you in your life and why you're having the problems you're having. I need to throw that in here today when we're talking about walking in the blessing here. Because this could be what holds you back, and it can alter your Christian life if you don't deal with it. Okay? So I want to encourage you, if you dabbled in any form of the occult ever in your lifetime, that you need to, you know, confess that as sin, and then you can get deliverance from that. And not think that, I did that before I was saved. It doesn't matter. You did a lot of things before you were saved, and you still have those demons until you get them cast out. Only your spirit gets born again. Your flesh is not born again. All the demons that were in your flesh are still in your flesh after you get born again. All the demons that were in your soul, which is the mind, will, and emotion, are still in the mind, will, and emotion. And after you get born again in your spirit, see, only in your spirit. If there are demons in your spirit, they have to leave, because Jesus will not live with demons in your spirit. That is his throne room. That is his abiding place. That is the Holy Spirit's place of the new creation. You wouldn't be a new creation if the Holy Spirit didn't live in your spirit. But how many know he doesn't live in the soul? He doesn't live in the soul is the mind, will, and emotion. A lot of people think it's the spirit, but no, that's not what it means. It's the mind, will, and emotion. The Bible says the Father, he is the Father of spirits. It doesn't say he's the Father of the soul. He's the Father of the spirit. Father of spirits, born again spirit, you know, people spirit. That's where he lives in them, if they're born again. Okay, so you see why it's so important. Now I'm not just talking you either. You know, what if grandpa was a Mason? And he consecrated all the children to the devil. What about that one? What about, you know, witchcraft and your mother, that she participated in witchcraft? You think that the curse comes down to the third and fourth generation, see? So you need to, you know, confess that, hey, I confess that my mother was involved in witchcraft. Lord, cleanse me of that. It was passed down to me. Forgive me for that, you know, and just let it go, you know. Granted, you can't confess her sins for her. Because, man, she's already judged. If she's dead and gone, you know, hopefully she's still alive and has a chance to repent and get delivered. But anyway, this could be what holds you back. So if you don't deal with it, it could be what's holding you back. You know, there's a Jericho stronghold, you know, in all of our lives that need to go. And Jericho is the enemy stronghold through any occult activities in the past. You know, God promised Joshua three things in Jericho. What did he promise him about Jericho? Number one, he promised him Jericho. Number two, he promised him the king. And number three, the mighty man of valor of Jericho. So Jericho, you know, stood for the enemy stronghold. Number two, the king stood for Satan's dominion, even Satan himself. And number three, the mighty men of valor represent the demons with all their vile activities and effects in your life. See? So we've been promised to, you know, the promised land and promised land living into the new covenant, right? You have the same promises, but you need to go up against your Jericho and the king that has been in charge of your life for so long, and against the mighty men of valor, which are the demons, which represented the demons within the person. See? They must go against your Jericho and prevail. That's right. Take the authority over the enemy. Take him by force. Don't just sit back and be lazy in your Christian life. Yeah? You can't live it that way. You know, the violent take the kingdom by force, it speaks of in Matthew. So, I mean, you can sit back and be spiritually lazy. What is that about? Let's go over to John 9:3. Let's have another scripture. It's time for another one. John 9:3. Okay, here we are. Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Okay? And then let's read on verse 4 and 5. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So I got to ask you, what are you doing today? What are you doing? If we're just sitting, nothing's going to happen. Jesus said, I must do the work of him who sent me. Do you have that kind of urgency right now? You know, a lot of people, they don't have any urgency at all. They just, you know, kind of just coasting through life. Huh? Just kind of coasting through, seeing what's going to happen. No. We're supposed to be making something happen in the name of Jesus and taking authority over these circumstances and situations of life. Because Jesus said, I must do the work of him that sent me. Do you have that same urgency that he had? I mean, if we really believe the night is coming and no man can work, wouldn't a little more fire be under our rear end, so to speak, to speak out and to step out and begin to be bold as a lion that we're supposed to be? Huh? Look at John 14. John 14, verse 12. It says here, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. Ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Well, wow, right? That's powerful. Do we really believe this? Greater work? I mean, how about just the same works? Anybody out there doing just the same works as Jesus did? How about just doing something similar to, I mean, the same stuff Jesus did when he walked on the face of planet Earth here? He still does, but in a different manner. Perhaps we need to, he does through the Holy Spirit, right? Right? And spiritually. But perhaps we need to try our own faith. Have you ever tried your own faith? God does. Jesus said, as your faith is, be it unto you. Do you know how your faith is right now today? Do you know its condition today? I mean, is it a healthy, sick, or weak, poor, or barely alive faith? What kind of faith do you have right now? What kind of faith are you walking in? Or are you walking in any faith at all? Excuse me. Or are you walking in a lot of unbelief instead? Do you know how your faith is right now? You know, your faith determines so much of your God life. Yeah. Do you really want it unto you like it is today? No wonder, you know, nothing's happening. Yeah, you know, probably in the dark days ahead, you know, it's going to require even more faith. What do you think? So should you try your faith now in the better days and see if it works for you now? The Bible says the just shall walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. Every day should be a faith walk. If we're not exercising our faith, then we're not walking according to the Word of God, because the Bible says the just shall walk by faith. That means every day we walk by faith. So shouldn't you try your faith out now and be walking in your faith now? The Bible even says whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So first of all, realize this. Until you believe you can, you can't. I say it again. Until you believe that you can, you can't. How many people are unbelieving believers? They believe they can't, so they can't. And they're stuck there in that can't condition. And they're not getting anywhere. They're not getting delivered. They're not getting changed. They're not walking on with God. You know, look at Mark 5:34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. She believed. She could. Do you believe you can be whole? Do you believe that if you laid hand on a sick person at work tomorrow or Monday, that they would be healed? Do you believe that? Well, no wonder it ain't happening. Right? You got to believe it for it to happen. As your faith is, be it unto you. Right? I mean, this is the way that things work in the kingdom of God. They don't work the way they do in the natural realm. You know? So she believed and she was healed. So let's go to Matthew 6:23. What does it say here? It says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has aught against thee, leave thy gift before the altar. Wait a minute. Yeah, leave thy gift before the altar. I'm reading 5:23, aren't I? That's what I thought. 6:23. That didn't sound like it. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So there is something for you to think about. Right? If your eye is bad, it means you're not thinking according to God's word and your perspective is incorrect and your faith is weak. That's what we're seeing here. And if your eye is evil, you're always looking for the worst. You see sickness instead of health. You see poverty instead of abundance. You see bad instead of good. You see devils instead of deliverance. You see failure instead of success. You see hatred instead of love. You see unforgiveness instead of forgiveness. You grumble instead of, you know, praising. The devil's in everything. To have an evil eye also means that situations and things, negative situations and things hold your attention more than the Word of God does. Huh? Does that fear hold you more than the Word of God that says fear not? Does that anxiety hold you more than the Word of God says cast all your cares, your anxieties on me for I care for you? Does that negative have more strength than God's Word? So you worry, you fear, you fret, and you're troubled a lot. Fear has dominance. Instead of faith having the dominance, fear has the dominance. Many Christians live that way. They say they believe, but yet they believe in their fear. They believe in their problem. They believe in their difficulty. They see that mountain right in front of them, and they don't know how that mountain's ever going to get out of the way. So all they do is talk about the mountains. Yeah, I know it. Tough, huh? But live that way. You can choose to agree with faith instead of unbelief. Right? You can choose that, though. You can choose to agree with health instead of sickness, blessings instead of curses, prosperity instead of poverty, joy instead of depression, boldness, holy boldness even, instead of fear. But you're going to have to start first by trying your faith, identifying where it's at. That's right. Where is your faith at today? What do you believe in? You believe more in the negative than in the word, the positive? Huh? Need to try your faith. Identify where it is. Then start seeing things correctly on the inside of you. In your spirit, it begins to let it come out and conquer in the mind. Renew the mind with the word. This is going to produce things correctly on the outside. You know, agree with what God said. Declare his word even out loud and be determined that the word is going to prevail over your circumstances. Quit saying, oh, if I could only do this, or if I only had a better job, or if I only lived somewhere else, or if I could lose weight, or if I had a spouse or a better spouse than the one I have, or if only I had a better education, or if only things would work at my job, or if only things would start working at my ministry, or if I had just, you know, a better home, you know. No, God, you know, you could fix things right where you people are right now. Did you know that? You could fix things right where you are. God can fix things right where you are right now. Huh? Don't you think so? I know so. You could see Jesus show up now. You need to expect him right now. Right? Expect him to show up in your present circumstance and situation. Quit concerning yourself with outward circumstances all the time. Instead, change that inward view. Change that inward view that you have concerning things, concerning yourself, you know, concerning your situations and circumstances. The way you look at things is so important, my friends. The way you're looking at things, the way you look at it, oh, look, this is impossible. Look at the mess I got myself in. Look at the decisions I made. Look at the choices I made. How am I ever going to get out of this? You know, hey, just start thanking God in the midst of your difficult situation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm blessed right now in this situation and circumstance, and I'm coming out of it. If it's a bad one, I'm coming out of it. You're not going to leave me here. You're not going to leave me in this mess. You're not going to leave me this way. You love me. You call me with a holy, high and holy calling, and I'm not going to stay in this. But I praise you right now. Yeah, I got myself in a mess, but I praise you right now. I worship you right now. I thank you, Jesus. See? Oh, yeah. That's right. Start doing that. You have to change inwardly because, you know, inferiority, fear of the failure, insecurity, you know, the peace of mind, prosperity, stability have nothing to do with outward circumstances. They have to do with your internal condition with God and before God, right? Your internal condition. Your victory and success is not dependent on your environment, but it's dependent on how you view yourself and your faith and your walk with Jesus. Are you seeking first the kingdom of God, his righteousness? Are you offering up the sacrifice of praise? Are you binding and loosing and using the keys of the kingdom of God, doing what you're supposed to be doing? Oh, no, I just can't do anything. It's just horrible. Oh, really? Just because you think it's horrible and you got yourself into a horrible mess, you're going to just stop doing anything. You're just stop walking by faith. You're going to stop praising God. You're going to just grumble and complain about it all the time. Is that the condition you want to stay in the rest of your life? See, if you think and believe failure, then, hey, you'll be failure. You'll live failure. You'll see failure. But if you believe and think that, you know, you're walking around and believing and thinking, hey, I'm coming out of this. I'm blessed going in and coming out. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord upon me. You know, you're going to come out of that, okay? But if you go around and believing and thinking that no one loves you, then that's the way life will treat you, okay? Groaning that nobody likes me. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. That self-pity thing. You're giving place to a demon for one thing, not to mention you're sabotaging your own life and your own future. Huh? Galatians 4:19. My little children of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Do you imagine the frustration of Paul with these saints of God? He had to do it again. And it has to happen sometimes in our lives again. See, we need to have Christ formed in us, a Christ mind and a Christ mentality, a Christ way of thinking. Remember, we have the mind of Christ. When are we going to start thinking with the mind of Christ instead of that old carnal mind and letting it have the dominant place in our lives when the spiritual mind needs to have the dominant place in your life? Huh? I'm talking to you. By the Spirit of God here, I'm not playing games here tonight. I'm not just messing around here, talking to be talking. I don't have time for that. I'm speaking to those who have ears to hear. See, we need to have Christ formed in us, that Christ mind, that Christ mentality, that Christ way of thinking. You know, we need to think like God does. We're one with him. Why don't we start thinking like him? The Bible says he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. You know, we have to have and bear his image. I mean, we need to have it and bear his image, to look like, think like, and walk like he walks, see? Oh, yeah, we need to walk as he walked, talk as he talked, do what he did, and be like our master, see? The servant is not above his master, but we should be as our master, right? And I know we're not Jesus. That's not what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Come on. He that saith he abideth in him ought him also so to walk even as he walked. For as he is, so are we in the earth, right? Remember those two scriptures in 1 John? Oh, yeah. This is important stuff here, folks. I mean, you want to walk in deliverance and you want to walk in victory. Well, there's more to it than just going through a deliverance session. There's a freedom and liberty in living the Christ life. Amen? The reality of the Christ image develops as you daily meditate, read the Word, meditate on the Word, meditate on Christ, feed upon Jesus and his Word, feed upon, you know, the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, people feed on a lot of things today, but not enough of God's Word, not enough of Jesus, not enough of his presence. Huh? Not enough, folks. You know, garbage in, garbage comes out the mouth. I mean, you put garbage in, you're going to have garbage coming out your mouth all the time, and you wonder why the garbage is coming out. Well, what you been putting in, saints? What you been putting in yourself all the time? What kind of junk? You getting junk out because you've been putting junk in, and you're living a junky life because you're putting a lot of junk into your life, and you're not putting the holy in. You know, be ye holy, even as I am holy, he said. So we need to put the holy in, not the unholy. So you meditate on the Hollywood all the time and meditate on the world all the time, then you're going to get the world coming out of you, Hollywood coming out of you. But no, take the word of God and develop a scriptural view of yourself and your walk with God and your faith. Start seeing yourself and saying to yourself that I'm an overcomer. You know, every day say, God is good to me. God is big in me. God is in control in me. God is living in me. He abides in me and I abide in him. I mean, you need to be saying the right thing. Then I say, wonder where God is today. Sure wish I could see God around me today. Feel so forsaken, so all alone. Where is God? Oh, God, why don't you show up in my life? Well, get in alignment with your voice, with the word of God, and begin to say what God says. He says he's in you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, Lord, that you never leave me nor forsake me. That's what you need to be saying, not saying, oh, where is God? I haven't heard from him in so long. I think I must be a lost person today. I feel so lost and lonely and all alone. You know, quit that devil whining. You know, you're just stepping over where the devil wants you to be. See, God would have, he responds to people who speak his word. He responds to people who say what he says, who are in agreement with him. See, and the Bible says I'm more than a conqueror through Christ, through him who loves me. Well, therefore, I'm going to get my voice in alignment with what he said about me. I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm not going to say, oh, I can't get anything right. I'm such a failure in life. Nothing seems to be working my way. Nothing seems to be working out for me. Oh, I wonder where the Holy Spirit went. He must have forsaken me. You know, hey, you're just speaking the stuff the devil would have you to speak. You're just falling into the trap that the devil has for you. You're grumbling and complaining and speaking devil talk. If you speak God talk, God shows up because God always comes where people are in agreement with him. Okay? He shows up when people get in agreement with him. He shows up in power. He shows up with his manifest power. He shows up with his presence. If you're speaking in alignment with him, you're in agreement. And the place of agreement we talked about is a place of power. You get an agreement with God, there's power with God. There's things are going to take place. See? God has given me a breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus, for my breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus, for changing my life. Thank you that, Lord, you have good things for me. Thank you that it's your Father, it's my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. Hallelujah. And whatever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth should be loosed in heaven. Some of you need to start loosing some things in your life. Loose some blessings. You've been living under too many curses. You need to loose some deliverance on your life, too. You got too many demons still. You know, you're not out of agreement with them, but loose that deliverance and loose yourself getting out of agreement with them. You think the Holy Spirit is in agreement with devils? Well, then why are you in agreement with them? Why would you be in agreement with the spirit of fear when the Holy Spirit is not in agreement with the spirit of fear? He's in agreement with fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, 366 times in the Bible. Fear not, for I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord thy God is mighty in the midst of thee. Huh? Where is the Lord? He's in the midst of thee. He's mighty in the midst of thee. He's not some little weakling God that can't do anything, but you tie his hands by your unbelief, by your fear, by your trepidation and your anxiety and your stress and your cares that you won't give up, that you hold on to you or you let them hold on to you. You hold on to them or they holding on to you. They're demons in many cases. Did he create you to be a grumbler? Remind yourself, who made the universe? Who created mankind? How big is your God? Or do you have him in a little box? See, he can't even get out of that little box, but you put him in this little bitty box. And, oh, God, please work within the confines of that little bitty box in my life. Oh, man, the devil's been telling you some lies. God's not in a box. You can't box God up. You can't tie God's hands. I mean, you might stop him from working in your life by your unbelief, because the Bible said he could do no mighty works there because of their unbelief in that part of the country. Yeah, except he healed a few people, and then he had to leave because they didn't believe him. Don't put yourself in a position where you have to not do works in your life because of your unbelief. Instead, believe. Live in expectation of what the Lord will do for you and in you and through you and deliver you from and heal you of. Live in a daily expectation of the goodness of God. Like David said, I would leave to see. I would have fainted lest I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. See? Hey, don't faint. Just keep believing to see the goodness of God. Well, it hadn't happened yet. I've been waiting a long time, Pastor, and I'm just getting weary. Well, the Bible says that Satan's going to try to wear you out in the last day, going to try to wear out the saints. Hey, don't get weary and well do it, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. See, a lot of people are going to faint and they're going to not reap. They're going to do without the blessing. They're going to miss out on the blessing, whatever that blessing is that they could have had, because they faint. They go weary. The devil weared them out in their walk of faith, their walk of warfare, their walk of binding and loosening, their walk of deliverance. Some people I know turned against deliverance. Yeah, they turned against deliverance. They knew better, but they turned against it. What happened? The devil got a hold of them. And now the enemy's had them for lunch, breakfast and dinner as well. The sad condition they are today. Because, listen, if you've known about deliverance, the devil's afraid of you. If you've walked in deliverance and you've cast out devils, he's afraid of you. If you reject it, then, boy, he don't want you ever coming back and being another threat to him. So you won't have it good. You know too much, see? And they knew too much, and yet they rejected it, and the devil ate them up. Still eating them up, to my knowledge, and more than one. Because they turned, after having tasted of deliverance, then they turned away from them. It's not something you turn away from. I tell you, especially if you've been in it a while, you've learned about it. Because the devil's afraid. If you turn away from him, he'll come after you. You've got to walk in your authority the rest of your life. You've got to be bold. You've got to bind and loose. You've got to stand against the enemy and the wicked one. Because of who you are and what you know and what you've walked in. If you reject that, wouldn't recommend it. Amen. I got to end this here. So we're going to do some deliverance tonight. Anyway, I'm going to stop right here. Praise you, Lord God Almighty. We worship you and thank you that you take us out to bring us in. You take us out of the darkness to bring us into your marvelous light. You took us out of bondage to bring us into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. You took us out of demonized condition to bring us into freedom. For whom the Son saith, free shall be free indeed, Father. We thank you for taking us out to bring us in to your goodness, to your grace, to your supply, to your life, to your knowledge, to your mysteries. Hallelujah. You took us out of darkness and brought us into your marvelous light. You took us out of ignorance, spiritual ignorance, into spiritual life. Hallelujah, out of spiritual death into spiritual life. Hallelujah, thank you, God, for taking us out and bringing us in, Father. Thank you for the work of your Spirit, Lord. Thank you for taking us out of unbelief into belief, Father. Thank you for taking us out of a life of unbelief into a life of faith, Father, that we can walk by faith for the rest of our lives on planet Earth until Jesus comes back and takes us up in the clouds of glory where we will be with him forever and come back and rule and reign with him immediately. As he comes down, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We praise you for these blessings. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen, amen. All right, let's go ahead and take a short period here of intermission, and we'll come back and do some deliverance and cast out some demons for those who want to get in on that. Amen. welcome back. We're going to do, just in case you had dabbled in any of the occult or had generations that dabbled in it, we're going to deal with that today. That's what I feel to deal with tonight. So let's go ahead and begin to do that. If there was any occultism in your family line, or if you dabbled in it before you were a Christian, or even after a Christian, I know some Christians who got into bondage because they got involved in the paranormal, they got involved in things of the occult, and so they've had a lot of problems in life because of getting involved with it after becoming a Christian. So you could even do it after becoming a Christian and curse yourself and cause yourself mental difficulties or physical difficulties. So we're going to deal with those tonight. So just repent right now. Just say, I repent for all involvement, any and all involvement in the occult in any shape, way, or form. I repent for my involvement in all occult activities, all witchcraft, any type of generational curses too. I cancel their assignment through my ancestors being involved in the occult in any way, shape, or form. Amen? Okay, if you have confessed it and broken the curses in Jesus' name of your ancestry being involved and you being involved too in any type of occult activity, all right, we can start casting them out. Father, cleanse them by the blood of Jesus from all occult activity in Jesus' name. So let's begin to deal with these, okay? Ouija board. If you ever played with the Ouija board, we command those spirits to come out right now. Come out, you Ouija board spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, we break your hold over people. Come out of there, all Ouija board spirits. Come out, come out, come out. Participating in a Ouija board. Come with a Ouija board. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. All palm reading. If you ever had your palm read, come out. In Jesus' name, we break that curse. Having your palm read, come out. In Jesus' name, go right now. Come out. Any spirit that came in through having a palm read, come out. Or through handwriting analysis, come out. Or if you did automatic handwriting, we break that curse too. You come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out. 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 Come out, all of the cult spirits, you got to go. If you've ever been hypnotized, come out. We break that curse. Come out, spirit of hypnotism, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, up and out. In the name of Jesus right now, come all the way out. All the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, horoscope, astrology, we break that curse. You ever read your horoscope or participated in astrology, come out right now. We break that curse in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus against that. You come out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. All hypnotism, all horoscope, all astrology, all levitation. If you ever levitated or bend a fork or a spoon or anything, come out. That's all occultism. You come out of there. Go, go. Levitation. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Bending a fork. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. We break the curse of it. And you come out of there right now. Come out in Jesus' name. We break it to the 10th generation, to the 3rd and 4th generation, and to the 10th generation. In some cases, that far. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. If you've ever played with tarot cards and done the tarot cards, you come out. We break the curse of playing with the tarot cards. You come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. All those tarot cards, spirits, you go in the name of Jesus. Go, go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out. The row card spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Water witching, you ever been involved in water witching or relatives who did water witching? We break that curse of water witching. Come out, in Jesus' name, come out, 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 come out. Come on, we break the curse of water witching. We break the curse over your land. Come out. If it's been water witch, come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. The rod and pendulum. We break that curse. You come out. All that rod and pendulum. You play the pendulum. Played with the pendulum. Use the pendulum. Come out of there. The rod and pendulum. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All witchcraft. Come out. Spirit of witchcraft, involved in any witchcraft, come out, come out. Put curses, love potions, any of that, come out, all the way out, all witchcraft. Go, go, spells, hexes, vexes, and jinxes. Are you participating in that? Put that on people, come out. All that witchcraft, all the way out. Black magic, white magic, come out. All the way out, come out. All that magic, come out, come out, come out, come out. I can't believe how many Christians are. Oh, let's participate in the magic. Let's be a part of this magic event. You know, come on, wake up. Magic has to do with the occult. It doesn't have to do with the holy and that which is spiritual and that which is God. Come out of there. All magic spirits, come out. Black magic, white magic, all magic, come out. Come out, 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 in Jesus' name. Magic is demonic. Come out of there. Conjuration, conjuring up spirits, come out. All the way out, going through a seance and conjuring up the dead. Come out, 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 come out. We're having a spirit guide. Come out. We break the curse of having a spirit guide. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. All those spirit guides, spirits, we break your power. You come out of people, come out. All the way out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way out. Good luck charms, four-leaf clover, lucky charms, come out. All those luck things, come out, come out, come out, come out. Having the rabbit's foot for good luck or having a good luck rock, or you come out of there. Go, we break the curse of being in the occult in that manner. Come out. All the way out, all those charms, all those good luck objects for good luck. You wore that for good luck, or you put it around your neck for good luck. Come out. We break those curses. Go, 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 go. All the way out, all those luck things. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, all those occult spirits, we bind you. We break your hold over people. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. We apply the blood. We take back your mind from these occult spirits because they always come with a price. If you get involved in the occult in any way, there's a price for it. And yeah, you pay with your sanity. You pay with your peace. You pay, with physical things going wrong in your body. And people would not even know that these physical things were caused by their little dabbling with the occult they did 15 years ago or 20 years ago or 5 years ago. They wouldn't even think that it would have had anything to do with what they're going through now. But yes, if you dabbled in the occult back then before you were a Christian, then you're having problems of some kind in your life today that shouldn't be there, that don't have to be there, see? But because of the occult, they have the right to be there. They have the right to be there. But you open up a door, and that door has not been closed until you get the spirits out and you confess that you were involved with occultism, right? That's how dangerous that stuff is. I'm serious, okay? Yeah, so, and the Lord is serious about, getting you free from it. Amen? Amen. He wants you free. The third eye, you come out all the way out. Martial arts, come out in Jesus' name. Yeah, we break the curse of being involved in karate. Come out all the way up out of there. Christian karate, they call it sometimes, but still it's not something that Christians need to do. Keep coming out of there. Go, 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 go. Sorcerer, you became a sorcerer. You became a wizard. Come out, all wizardry. Come out, Harry Potter stuff and all that wizardry that supposedly goes on there, yeah, and the school of wizardry. We break that curse. If you've been involved in any of that, read the book, been involved with that, that's the opening the door to the occult. If you read and watched the movie, you read the books, watched the movie, we break that curse over you and command the spirits to come out. Try Harry Potter, come out. All those Harry Potter demons, all those wizardry demons, come out, come out, come out. Witchcraft, wizardry, come out. All the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Participated in a black mass, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, drank blood, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, we break that curse of drinking blood. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way up out of there, go, 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 go. ESP, going into a trance, come out, come out, come out. All the way up out of there, go, 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 go. Spirits of enchantment, having enchantments, come out of there, we break that curse. All the way out, go, enchantments, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, come 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 out of there, go, 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 all that ungodly music, the spirits of witchcraft that come in through, of the occult that come in through the music, come out, through ungodly music, you come out of there, come out, come out, come out, come out, fairies. Come out in Jesus' name, dwarfs and fairies be involved. That's occultism too. Come out all the way out, having a fairy, having a rat think, any of those things, and participating in PM and meditation and, you know, going to Hinduism. Come out, all those Hindu devils, you got to go, 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 go. Come out, come out. We break the curse of Hinduism. Come out. Come out, Buddhism, come out, come out, come out, come out, Islam, Shintoism, come on, Confucianism, all that, come out, come out, you gotta go. All these spirits of the occult, you gotta come out. We break the power of these spirits. I mean, the devil is inundated into this society, folks. You got to understand that. He's in all places of this society. And so you have been picked up saying, generationally or through involvement in the occult yourself. So we're going to keep casting this stuff out. Amen. You want to get rid of it or you want to hold on to it? Amen. You don't want to hold on to it because it's hindering your walk with Jesus. A lot of people can't study the word. They have a hard time studying the word because they were involved in some kind of occultism or some false religion, such as Mormonism. You come out of there. Go. All Mormonism. Come out. Come out. Mormonism. All that Mormonism. Come out. Come out. Jehovah Witness. Come out. Christian Scientists. Scientology. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name, Illuminati, yes, all the way out, Masonry, come out, 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 Freemasonry spirits, come out, all the way out, all the way out. If you had relatives that were Masons, we'd break the curse over you that was passed down. Come out of there, all the way out, that Freemasonry spirit, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Our parents who are Catholics, you come out too. That Catholicism spirit, you come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all that Catholicism. We break the curse of Catholicism and homage to the Pope and to nuns and priests. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way out. You gotta go. Keep coming up out of there. Move in Jesus' name. You're defeated by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. Go, go, go. All the way out. All the way out. All false religions. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All religious spirits that came in through religious spirit, through denominational spirits. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. Many people in denominations are carrying religious spirits. Yeah. You come in through being a part of that denomination and committing to that denomination. Come out all the way out, all the way out. And see, denomination means divided, see? So you divide yourself. You separate yourself really in a way from others by saying, well, I am this, and I'll always be a Baptist, or I'll always be a Lutheran until the day I die. You know, no, you're a Christian. You're a child of God, and that's what you really are. That's your identity. I am a born-again child of God, new creation in Christ person. Amen. How many know there's not a section in heaven for the Baptists and a section in heaven for the Assemblies of God and a section in heaven for the non-denominational? Hey, come on now. We know better than that. Come on. Keep coming out of there, all the way out. Seventh-day Adventism, come out. Come out. Some of them are saved. A lot of them aren't. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Keep going. Keep coming out. All the way. Move in Jesus' name. Every one of them. Every one of them. Come out. Come out. Burning candles. Come out. Burning incense. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out, all that confessional, confession, confirmation. Go, go, go. Mary, Mary praying to Mary and to the saints. Come out, Mariolatry. Come out, come out, come out. The Pope, come out, come out, come out. The Queen of Heaven, come out. Keep coming out, all these spirits. You got to go. Babylonian spirits, spirits of Babylon. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. Up and out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep going. All the way out. Reading New Age books, come out. In Jesus' name, spirits that came in through reading ungodly books, come out that were really Satanism in disguise or witchcraft in disguise or occultism in disguise. Come out. Metaphysics, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there, go in the name of Jesus. All the way, go, 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 go. Once saved, always saved. Come out, come out. Yeah, yeah. Just believe you do what you want, like a lot of the Baptists believe. And believe once saved, always saved, and they could never give up their salvation. They could never. Yeah. Oh yeah, but you can. You can walk away from it. I know people have done it. So don't tell me once saved, always saved. No matter what you do, no matter how you act. No matter what demons you pick up in life and choose to be in agreement with, oh, you got to go all the way out, Jesus' name. We have a choice. We can give up our salvation or we can keep it. We can walk with Jesus or we can walk with the devil. God, give us that choice. Okay? You got to go all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep going. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, warlock spirits, go, go, all the way out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All the magic spirits have to go, the good luck spirits, good luck charms, superstitions to come out right now. All that superstition going around and being superstitious of black cats, superstitious of certain things that happen, superstitions, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out of there, all the way out. The blood of Jesus against these spirits. You have to keep coming out. All those occult spirits got to go. The blood of Jesus. Father, thank you for this deliverance time that was had here today. Lord, we ask that you seal this deliverance that people have received, that they'll be able to keep what they got and walk in it and maintain their freedom, maintain their deliverance, Father. Thank you, Lord, that they're free in their mind. Be able to study the Bible, to be able to pray and to do things spiritually that they weren't able to as long as those occult spirits were hindering them. Those spirits are hindrances. So, yes, we break their power and seal this deliverance by the Holy Spirit and the power of the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, may they keep what they get and walk in it. All the days of their life, in Jesus' name. We praise you for it. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to have to close tonight. You run out of time again. We'll be working on the website, making some changes to the website in the days ahead because it's outdated and we haven't updated it for a while. So that's something we have on the list of many things to do. So we're hoping to get that done soon, at least start on it and get some changes made there and with a new address and everything that should be on there instead of the old address. And even though we still get mail at the old address, we have someone handling mail there, so thank God for that. But anyway, praise God for y'all being here tonight. We'll see you next week. The Lord bless you. May you enjoy this weekend and next week. May the Lord be with you mightily and minister to you and encourage you. All right. Bye. Mitterbach has an interview on Sunday, so Lord, we pray for him to get that job. In the name of Jesus, Lord, if that's where you want him, he'll get it. You have favor. Give him favor when he goes in and talks or whatever he has to do there. Lord, give him favor and thank you for, Lord, that he'll get that job if you want him at. And if not that one, another one that you want him at. But we're praying for favor for this one. If he wants it, that he'll get it. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So, hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving weekend. People have a long weekend, some extra days off. Yeah, that's nice. Lord bless you.
And may he encourage you. I hope that he encouraged you with the things that were said tonight. And he exhorts you too, you know. And it's all necessary. We get exhorted. We get encouraged. We get corrected. We get instructed. We get revelation. We get encouragement. We get strengthened. We get, the mysteries of the kingdom. I mean, there's so many things. Get healed, get wonders, get delivered, get signs. Praise God. So, we're just here for you to minister by the power of the Spirit of the Lord. So go pray for somebody else this weekend that needs some encouragement or that needs to be touched, to call somebody up and say hi to them and ask them if you could pray with them. God could give you an opportunity to minister to somebody. That would be awesome, because you just got a bunch here tonight. So give some out to somebody else and show what you've been given. Amen. The Lord will bless you in that, and he'll bless somebody else. The righteous are bold as a lion. Don't be ashamed of what's in you and who's in you. You have Jesus. You have power. You have the anointing. And may the Lord bless you as you go about your business and do what you do and see the people you see. And if you're seeing any people, maybe you're a hermit. I don't know. Maybe you're living way up in the mountains somewhere, or the hills, or out on the desert. And I don't know where everybody's at. But yeah. The Lord bless you, though, and minister to you wherever you're at, in my prayer, and strengthen you spiritually. And take you deeper with him, further with him, for his glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here tonight, a part of this live broadcast, this live radio church service. Appreciate that, and may the Lord you be the better for being here by the power of the Spirit of God. All right, good night. We're going to close out. We'll see you back next Friday. Bye now.